Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We all have family and friends who are, well, let's just say they're not interested in Jesus, and we don't know what to do. Well, we're starting a three-part series on the way friendship saves souls. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first mystery. Here's an interesting question. Of all the good things in life, how important is friendship? How much do you need it? Where do you rank it? A lot of people might think of friendship as being a kind of luxury good. They might think of friendship as though it were nice to have, but not the sort of thing you should count on. Certainly not anything indispensable. It's nice to have a strong friendship, but if you don't, no big deal. Plenty of people get along fine without it. At the other end of the spectrum are the people who, deep down, think of friendship as a burden. Friends are a hassle. They take up time and energy, and they have expectations. They're an obligation. You have to get together every so often, and they ask you for favors. And you have to try to keep the conversation going, and it can be so draining. Friendship, they think, it's often more trouble than it's worth. But actually, friendship is neither a luxury nor a burden. It's a necessity. It's an indispensable condition of human flourishing in this life. And, even more importantly, it's a critical factor in the process of salvation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, to realize how important friendship is, we need to reflect on two fundamental theological principles. The first is this: the church is, in itself, a structure of friendship. The Catechism, in fact, defines the church, the kingdom of God that is, as the gathering of men around Christ and the community of believers. That term, community, doesn't mean a mere collection of people with a common attribute. It doesn't mean a demographic. It means, as the book of Acts describes the early church, a group of people who share what they have with each other, who are intimately bound together. And to be intimately bound together by mutual sharing is simply what we mean by friendship. Therefore, to be in the church is to be in a state of friendship. So the church, it's a kind of friendship. Now for the second principle. Outside the church, there is no salvation. Now that doesn't mean you can't be saved if you're not Catholic. It means the church, that is, the body of Christ, makes salvation much easier to reach. And it means that there needs to be some connection, however tenuous, with the body of Christ to enter into union with the Savior himself. Jesus is the head of the church, and you can't approach the head of the church without approaching his body. By the same token, to whatever extent one cuts oneself off from the church, to that extent, one cuts oneself off from Christ. But when we put these two principles together, we end up with a startling conclusion. Can you guess what it is? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. If the church is friendship, and if outside the church there is no salvation, then it follows that outside of friendship there is no salvation. What do we mean by this? Well, we all come to God through other people. Parents, friends, spouses, a priest, a teacher, and the bridge that helped us cross over to God was friendship, a relationship with that person. Through authentic friendships, we build a bridge where we cross over to others and help them cross over to God. So, far from being an extravagance or an optional hobby on which to spend disposable free time, friendship belongs to the very essence of getting to heaven. And this conclusion brings a new urgency to the issue of friendship. Friendship is how God is chosen to save souls. The corollary, however, is that a dearth of friendship constitutes a threat to salvation. And to the extent that many people, even many Catholics and Christians, do not have profound friendships in their lives, that constitutes a threat to the salvation of many souls. So what can we do about it? What can we do about this friendship deficit syndrome that is putting souls in risk? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. If what we need to be saved is friendship, then the obvious question is, what is friendship? How does friendship happen? Friendship is a bond between two or more people united in pursuing something greater than each other. So what does it take to establish and cultivate friendship? It requires shared activity. You could put it philosophically by saying that being and doing are inseparable, which just means that the way people end up being together in a meaningful way is by doing things together in a meaningful way. So the basic normal way to establish friendship is by doing something with the other person. Whether it means shared meals, shared conversations, shared work, shared recreation, shared prayer, or ideally, all of the above. Now notice that this list includes both natural and spiritual, supernatural activities. Yes, the only truly satisfying friendship is friendship that includes a mutual pursuit and celebration of God. But here, as elsewhere, grace builds on nature. So spiritual friendship builds on natural friendship. And people who don't know how to build natural friendships will probably be unable to cultivate spiritual friendships, which means a culture like ours, in which people are spending less time eating together, less time talking together, less time just being together, will likely be a culture with fewer holy friendships. And as we've seen, that's not just a human problem. It's a major spiritual problem. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. To sum up, a crucial aspect of evangelizing and sanctifying our culture is the promotion of friendship, which is absolutely necessary not only to human flourishing, but to bringing souls to Christ. Promoting friendship concretely means promoting common activities. So it's imperative that we work to help people begin to share their life in various ways, so they can enter more fully into the spiritual community of the church, which is the only path to greater intimacy with the Lord. So as a resolution, let's start with this. Who are the people God placed in your life that you are supposed to help to heaven? What are you consistently doing with them? Are you regularly eating meals with them, taking walks with them, praying the rosary with them? Are you regularly having them over for dinner, going out to have coffee, reading and talking about books with them? If not, then we're not cultivating the natural soil where friendship can grow. And without that soil, the supernatural life of friendship with God can never take root. So, let's get busy doing things, but doing them with those people that God wants us to help to heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what did this cause you to reflect on, Teresa? What were you thinking about?
It really had me thinking about some of the most beneficial periods of my life, and the thing that I didn't know was an element in all of those is that you had common work or common activities isn't even the right word, because it's more than that. It's not like, oh, I could go bowling with people. Not that that's not a common activity, but there was a retreat that my friends and I went on when we were in college, and it was nice to go on, but the most spiritually forming part was when we all then worked on the retreat and we volunteered on the retreat. Especially, I made some really close friends being on the cook staff for that retreat, because there was something really different about working together and working with people, and it was a different level of spiritual formation. And I was just thinking how little we have that now, but not because we don't have the option to. I think we think that, oh, I don't need another retreat or a pilgrimage or service work to do. I'm already so busy. I have my own work. But this kind of work that you get to do with friends creates a different kind of friendship, and it's really hard to build the same kind of friendships without it. Kind of my roundabout thinking with that is that when you see people that volunteer in their community and in their churches especially, you might see those people and think they're just so holy that they also volunteer, but it's almost kind of inverted, where it's like, by volunteering, by building those spiritual friendships, by having that spiritual work, that's the thing that's sanctifying. It's not that you just hit a threshold of holiness and you start doing work. You hit that point of holiness by doing that work.
Excellent point. That's absolutely fantastic point. And it's where our parishes can be such a great place of spiritual friendship.
Even if that's just volunteering with the homeless or cooking for people or whatever through your parish, or serving in your parish through the liturgy and things like that.
Absolutely. And that is true. And also, we can fall into this trap. I won't say this trap. It's a potential trap that we build these friendships with people who are like-minded. Because the hard part and where the real work is building the friendship with the people that God put in our life who are not like-minded, but they're the ones that God put in our life so that we could help them to heaven by friendship.
This is also a good caveat, because I, even though I pointed out things that are more spiritual in the activity itself. I also think about one of the best things I have in my life is I get to play sometimes in a band, and getting to just play music with people is a different kind of friendship. But I was just thinking about the connection between service and friendship and ways in which I think I need to invite my friends to do more than just hang out.
Yep.
Because it's a different kind of friendship.
Yeah. But I'm going to keep pushing in this conversation, because when I talk to people about this, they almost always skip over the people that God has placed in their lives and start talking about how they should build friendship with
new people,
with somebody else.
Yeah. I think for one thing, take whoever you already know, ask them to go volunteer with you somewhere. I'm not saying you need to make new friends, but...
How about this? Start with the people that in some way you're... Start with the people that God put closest to you. Your spouse. Your kids. Your adult kids. Your sons and daughters-in-law. Your siblings.
And I also take back what I said. Maybe you shouldn't take people to go serve someone else. Start by serving those people.
Yes. That's it. Start by serving them. And then involve them in serving each other.
I think a lot of people run into, how do I build relationship? Because I run out of conversation, or I don't know how to hold these big conversations. And that's almost a little bit easier when you do have these things to actually do together. When you're, even we have our, it's sort of like a book club. It's a little bit more than that. It's almost more academic in a sense, but where we're reading through all the classics, and the intention is to have a different kind of discussion based on these. But it's hard work to read these. And so it forms us in a different way, where we're having kind of conversations that are more difficult or out of our depth, and we're all kind of fumbling our way through figuring out all of these ancient texts and things like that. But to have community that you're all striving towards something, you're struggling a little bit physically or mentally or something, it's really sanctifying.
Absolutely. So let's end with this. Who does God expect you to develop a friendship with? And what are the activities that you're going to invite them to do with you? Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.